Hello there, and a very warm welcome back to the first edition of the Hello There program in the month of March. It's for the 7th of March, 1993, on the air during a series of repeated transmissions between the 7th and the 14th of March, 1993. From Nexus Association Studio in Greater Milan, south of the Alps in northern Italy, as every Sunday at the same time at 09:15 hours, and then with a repeated broadcast on Sunday at 15:30 hours Central European Time, I am Alfredo Cotroneo, and as I usually do, I'll be staying with you for the next 15 minutes or so, and today I'll be presenting you one of the newer broadcasters who will be on the air during a series of test transmissions during these coming 2 weeks. Good news also for all of you who wrote and asked for programs in Italian and in German. This new broadcaster, which is Universal Life from Würzburg in Germany, will be on the air with quite a number of transmissions in Italian and in German. In German, exactly every Sunday from 18 hours until 19 hours, and then from 11 until 12 Central European Time every Saturday. Well, I'll be passing to you more details over this new transmission in one of the coming editions of the IRRS Shortwave and Nexus Association Listeners Mailbag program. And of course, you will be finding all the details in the next edition of the Nexus Association Frequency and Program Schedule, which is available on request when you write to us. Well, on the other end of the line from Würzburg in Germany, we have Jeanette Food of Universal Life. Hello, Jeanette. How are you?
Hi, Alfredo. I'm very fine, thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here talking with you.
The reason I called Jeanette this week is that the Universal Life is going to start a new series of programs, and there will be just transmission at the beginning, and we hope to join and to have the Universal Life as a member of Nexus and to have them on a regular basis in our transmissions. The reason I'm calling Jeanette tonight and today is to ask her something more about Universal Life, this primordial Christian movement based in Würzburg in Germany. Can you tell us something, Jeanette?
I'll be happy to, Alfredo. Well, as you've already mentioned, Universal Life is a worldwide free Christian movement of primordial Christians. And perhaps the best way to explain it is to explain a little bit about what primordial Christians are. We call ourselves primordial Christians because we want to follow the original pure teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, just as we find them in the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount. And for this reason, we've come together here in Würzburg and have grown into a community of people who are trying to take these divine laws and put them into practice in all areas of our life, whether we're talking about the education of our children, whether we're talking about the area of health and of healing and medical care, whether we're talking about agriculture or even our workplace, how we get along with each other at work, or how we get along with each other in our families at home.
Well, you are, of course, aware, because we have quite a long talks with the representative of yours here in Milano before we agreed to start this chess transmissions, that mm-hmm. Nexus is a completely independent organization. Mm-hmm. We allow everybody who has a message to spread across Europe and across even above the boundary, beyond the boundaries of Europe, on shortwave to be on the air and to spread their message, whatever the message is it. Mm-hmm. It is quite interesting to know that this such a reality exists inside Europe, mm-hmm. in Europe. But also I'm aware that there has been some difficulties, especially in dealing with the local communities, in dealing with other branch of Christianity.
Yes, Alfredo, I think what you're talking about is the difficulties that we have run across when we have tried to, for example, gain permit for building a home or gain a permit for organizing a business here in the surroundings of Würzburg. And what we've discovered is that universal life tends to be a threat for the established church institutions, because we're saying it isn't enough to talk about the laws of God. We have to put it into practice in order to give it life, in order to show that it really works and that in the last analysis it is the purpose of our life. And so I think that because of this, because of the fact that we're very open and direct about the issues that confront us on all levels of life, this may seem threatening to some people, and so there are reactions. And here in Germany in particular, I think perhaps you are aware of this, as many are, there is a very close tie between government and church. And this has been what we are sometimes confronted with on a local level when we are trying to get permits for one or another thing.
What do you mean when you say that there's a certain religion very linked to the government? Is that a Protestant? Is there any particular church you're talking about?
Well, I don't know whether you're aware of the fact, for example, that here in Germany we have a tax that's automatically paid and goes straight into the coffers of the church, and yet it is a tax that is handled, it's identified as a church tax, but it is handled as any other state tax in terms of its organization. That, to me personally, shows a very close link between church and state.
Talking about radio transmissions, you mentioned that you are on the air also on a different number of radio stations around the world. Can you just tell me, when our listeners, which might be hearing this transmission from any part of the world, can better hear your your transmission in another part of the world?
Oh, sure, Alfredo, I'll be happy to. Perhaps I can explain to our listeners that we broadcast everywhere, whether it's shortwave or other types of
local radios.
Exactly, whether they are local. For example, we have many stations in South America, whether we're talking about Chile or Brazil or Bolivia or Venezuela. We also have radio stations in Panama or in the States, whether we're talking California or Connecticut. We have, or Florida, we also have radio stations broadcasting for us in Africa. And in Africa is where we especially find the shortwave radio stations broadcasting for us. And if you don't mind, I'll give you very specific information on that. We have in Zambia, the Zambia National Broadcasting Corporation is a shortwave radio station that is broadcasting for us every 14 days at 9:30 in the morning, which is our time on Sundays. And they are broadcasting what we call the Divine Prophetic Healing. And another one is, for example, the Radio Corporation of Nigeria. They also broadcast for us every Tuesday evening at 2000 hours. They broadcast what we call a teaching contemplation. And another shortwave radio station is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation that also broadcasts every 4 weeks at 1,445 hours on Sundays a program, an hour program called the Divine Prophetic Healing, also just as the first one. And these can be heard, as you said, in many different parts of the world because they are large stations. But we also have smaller local radio stations all over Italy, all over Spain, all over France here, and many other places too.
Well, finally, I became aware while talking with your representative that you have one special moment during the week and during which you go on the air live with many radio stations. What exactly is the program like?
I think you must be talking about the Divine Prophetic Healing that we do on Sunday. And that is one that we have, many, many radio stations connected. It is a live program for many of them, although, as you are aware of, in different parts of the world, we do have different time zones. So we can't always connect with the smaller radios directly, and so we also tend to accommodate them and transmit this program at a later hour on the same day. But this is a very special program for us. It's called a Divine Prophetic Healing, and it is for Christians, or for those who know Jesus of Nazareth. They know that he also offered healing to the people of that time. And it was based on, I think all of us are familiar with the statement in the Bible that says, your faith has helped you, go forth and sin no more. And that is exactly what he is offering today through the prophetic word.
Well, we'll be on the air during the next couple of weeks during a series of test transmissions in several languages, in Italian, in Spanish, in French, and of course in English at different times of the day, which will be given on the air during the week at several times. One very thing that I would like to mention is that this is really the first kind of experiment, the first experiment of this kind that we're going to have on IWRS Shortwave. You will be broadcasting to our audience, of course, but you are going to set up your own network of listeners. You have apparently tens of thousands of listeners, of tens of thousands of potential listeners to this transmission. This is another reason why you would like to be on the air on our station, which has quite a wide coverage around Europe. So you would like to have this station as a medium, as a media to reach all of the people who have been previously in contact with you, either through mail or through other media. Is that correct?
Exactly, Alfredo. That is exactly right. We have contacts from all over the world because, as I said, we offer what is being given to us at this time, and everyone can choose whether they want it or not. And as a result, we have really, over the last few years, built up quite a correspondence with people everywhere who are looking forward and who are constantly asking us, where can they get more, where can they hear more about what is being offered. And we're really very grateful for this opportunity to be able to offer this and reach out to them and say, here it is, you can listen here.
And of course, if you would like to know more about Universal Life, you can get in touch with us. Or, Jeanette, can you give on the air your address if the listener would like to write to you?
Oh, I'd be very happy to, Alfredo. Our listeners can write to Universal Life, Box 5643, in 8700 Würzburg, in Germany.
And thank you very much, Jeanette, for being with us in this edition of the Hello There. I hope to be talking to you soon. Goodbye also to the people over there at Universal Life, and I hope to have you soon in again in our show.
Alfredo, it's been a real pleasure. Thank you very much for taking your time to talk with us here, too. It's been a pleasure, and I just want to give a very warm greeting to all our listeners, and we hope they'll be listening to us again.
Thank you.
And that's all, I'm afraid, what we have time for today. So stay tuned for this new programs coming next today and during the coming weeks. In the meantime, don't forget to write to us and write to our usual address, which you will be hearing on the air. Well, until the next transmission next Sunday, I am Alfredo Cotroneo, wishing you all the very best of 73s.